In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. We do this broadcast live. I'm looking at Isaiah 41, verse 8. "But thou, Israel, art my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend." You know, Jesus says, "I no longer call you servants, I call you friends." For a servant does not know what the master is doing. Do you know that you are a friend of God? If you belong to Jesus, you are his friend. I no longer call you servants. I call you friends. "Thou whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, Israel, and call thee from the chief of men, therefore, said unto thee, thou art my servant. I have chosen thee, and I have not cast thee away." Do you not know that Jesus said, "You have not chosen me, I have chosen you, and I have called you to produce fruit, and your fruit would last. I call you friends, and it's not you who chose me, but I chose you, and I chose you to go out and to bear fruit, and your fruit would endure, your fruit would last." Listen to the next line. "Fear not, I am with thee. Be not dismayed. I am your God." Say that out loud. Fear not, soul. I am with thee. Be not dismayed. I am your God. I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. I will uphold thee with my right hand of righteousness. Do you hear that promise that God tells us in Isaiah 41:10? Fear not, I am with thee. Be not dismayed, I am your God. I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. When God says he will, God means he will. He called you friends, not servants. He says, "I've chosen you, you've not chosen me." So you need not ever be afraid, because I'm with you. You need not ever be dismayed, for I am your God. And I'm going to strengthen you. I'm going to help you. And I uphold you with my right hand of righteousness. This is God's promise to you. You've got to take this promise and you've got to eat it up. Especially if you feel the opposite. Especially if you're afraid today. He says, "Fear not. I am with thee. I am for thee. I am with thee. Fear not. Be not dismayed. I am your God." Not some God, but the God who created everything out of nothing, and the God who redeemed us in the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Be not dismayed. You're weak, but I will strengthen thee. And not only will I strengthen thee, I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you. And I'm going to uphold you with my right hand of righteousness. I'll never forget the time that I received a call. A lady had once called me and asked me to pray for a certain intention. When I listen to my messages, I pray. I try to pray in tongues. And she called me back and says, "You know, again, this on the message machine, you're a hypocrite. You didn't call me back. Like, I can't call everybody back. It's impossible to call everybody back. You're a hypocrite. You say these things and you do these things and you're a hypocrite. And I just let it go. I just let it go. And then I got another message from her saying, I want to apologize because what I asked you to pray for, the Lord has done, and you must have prayed. He upheld me by his right hand. He upheld me by his... He didn't need to do that. He didn't need to do that. You see, I wasn't going to fight with this lady because you know what? You don't get anything when you fight. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall not perish. I remember when this person was going to the courts, and as he was going to the courts, he was going to, if they found him guilty, he would have lost his job. And I remember praying with him. He had all black on, this man. I never forget him. I don't know his name. But I remember I saw Jesus taking his case and throwing it in the bucket. He threw it in the bucket. And that's exactly what happened. That's exactly what happened. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed. They shall be confounded. They shall be as nothing. They shall strive with you, but they shall perish. Do you know that this is what God has in store for your enemies? That's why he says, fear not. That's why he says, I'm with thee. That's why he says, be not dismayed, I'm your God. I'm going to strengthen thee. I'm going to help thee. I'm going to uphold you by my right hand of righteousness. And you know what? All your enemies that have been against you, they're going to be ashamed. Your enemies are going to be ashamed. Your enemies are going to be confounded. Your enemies are going to be as nothing. They will strive against you, but they will not endure. They will perish. They will perish. You shall seek them, your enemies, and you shall not find them. Even them that contended with thee, they that war against thee shall be as nothing, as a thing of naught. This is the protection of God for his people. This is the protection of God for his friends. This protection of God for you. That you're going to even look for your enemies and not even find them again. They're going to be like dust in the wind, gone. Why? Because the Lord made a covenant with you in the blood of Jesus. The Lord made a covenant with me in the blood of Jesus. And he says that all of our enemies will be as naught. All of our enemies will be destroyed. All of our enemies will be as phantoms. They will disappear. You shall seek them. You're going to seek your enemies, but you're not going to find them. And they that contended with thee, and they that warred against you, shall be as nothing, as a thing that doesn't even exist. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold your right hand, saying, fear not, I will help thee. I, the Lord thy God, will hold your right hand and say, fear not, don't be afraid, I will help thee. Do you hear that? Whatever you're going through today, he's saying, I hold your right hand. Fear not. I will help thee. In Alcoholics Anonymous, the people say we always ask for help. We ask for help in the morning that we would stay away from alcohol. The Lord promises, if you ask for help, I will help you. I hold you by the right hand. Your enemies will be as naught. Fear not. I uphold you by my glorious right hand. Then it says, fear not, worm Jacob, and you men of Israel. I will help you, says the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I will help you. We need to seek his help. We need to seek his help. We need to ask for his help. When the Lord says, I will help you, the Lord means, I will help you. Whatever situation you're in, I will help you. But you've got to put your trust in him. I will help you. I will, honest. I have committed myself to you. I've made a covenant in the blood of my son. I will help you. No matter what you're going through, you've lost your job, I will help you. I will help you. Trust me. I will uphold you with my glorious right hand. Trust me. I call you friend. I call you friend. I do not call you my servant, for a servant does not know what I am about. I have chosen you. You have not chosen me. I started this love quest, this love experience. You just responded to it. Behold, I will make you a new sharp threshing instrument having teeth, and you shall thresh the mountains and beat them small, and you shall make the hills as chaff. You shall fan them with the wind, and they shall be carried away. When the poor and the needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them, and I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers in high places, fountains in the midst of valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water, and the dry land springs of water. I will plant in the wilderness the cedar, the myrtle, and the oil tree. I will set the desert with the fir tree and the pine and the box tree together, that they may see and know and consider and understand together that the hand of the Lord hath done this, the Holy One of Israel has created it. If we only knew how much God loved us, like I really mean if we only knew, if we had a glimpse into heaven as to the love that the God of Israel loves his people, the God of the church loves his people, we would never be afraid again. We would never be afraid again. If we only had a touch of that love, that concern, we would never fear again. We would never not trust again. Just a drop of that love. Just a drop of that concern that God has for us. You know, if we only knew that love, to just a drop of it, we would never lose balance. We would always be confident in God. I know we've experienced the presence of God, but we need to experience that presence that convinces us that I never have anything to worry about because I am loved. I am held in the heart of Jesus. I am his friend. He is my Lord. He is my Savior. He will give me everything I need. Even if I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil because he is with me. His rod and his staff, they give me courage. You see, we need heaven's perspective as to how we are cared for, as to how we are loved, as to how he holds us in his heart. We need heaven's perspective because we lose it when things happen, when enemies surround us, when things happen that we are out of control, or we lose a job, or we haven't got money to pay bills. I will help thee. I will uphold thee. You are mine. Fear not, be not dismayed. I will strengthen thee. I will uphold thee with my right hand. Let me just tell you something. You know, when you're going through a time of difficulty, when it seems like the foundations of your life have been shaken, when it seems like everything is going down the drain, take out Isaiah 41. I'm with thee. Be not dismayed. I'm your God. I will strengthen thee. I will uphold thee with my right hand. You see, it's in the midst of our trials that we need to hear words like this. Sometimes it feels like the trial was going to be forever. Sometimes it feels like the trial is going to be forever. But the Lord says, fear not. I uphold thee by my glorious right hand. You are mine. You are mine. I am with thee. Don't be dismayed. I'm your Lord. I'm your God. I'm going to strengthen you. I'm telling you, my friends, I know that experience of really having my foundation shaken. I know that experience that it seems like nothing good is going to come out of what's happening now, because all my foundations are shaken. I'm not able to do what I used to do. I'm not able to say what I used to say. I'm not able to go where I used to go. Everything seems shaken. But the Lord says, I am with you. I will strengthen you. I will uphold you with my right hand. And all things work together for the good to those who love me. All things work together for the good to those who love me. Fear not. The worst enemy that you can take into your soul is fear. And the second worst enemy you can take into your soul is discouragement. They are two enemies that want to beat you to smithereens. They want to beat you to death, fear and discouragement. And the Lord says, I have made a covenant with you in the blood of Jesus. You are mine. You are mine. You are mine. I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will be true to that covenant, to the crossing of every T and the dotting of every I, that I will uphold you with my glorious right hand. I will see you through the dilemma you are in now. I will see you through the problem you are in now. It seems like it is a mountain that is going to destroy you and fall on you. But say to this mountain, in the name of Jesus,
He is helping me. He is upholding me. He takes me by my right hand. And if He is for me, nothing can be against me. If God be for you, nothing can be against you. He who did not spare His own Son, will He not give us all things beside? Yes. He made a covenant in the blood of Jesus, and He will be faithful to that covenant, to the crossing of every T and the dotting of every I.
When the poor and the needy seek water and there is none, and their tongue fails for thirst, I will open rivers in high places. Let's put it in another way. When the poor and the needy seek a job and there is none, I will provide that job for you. When the poor and the needy cannot pay their bills, I will cause you to find a source of work so you can pay your bills. And the wilderness shall break forth. The wilderness shall break forth in song. The wilderness shall break forth in song. The wilderness of your soul shall break forth in song, because I send my Holy Spirit, that living water, into your soul. And the wilderness of your soul will begin to rejoice and exult, because my Holy Spirit is filling you with the water of life. The water of life. The water of life. Trust me. Trust me. Trust me. Trust me. Trust me. I am the God of the covenant. I am faithful to the covenant that I have promised. I uphold you with my glorious right hand. It's going to be all right. Trust me. Trust me. Trust me. Trust me. Trust me. So, Heavenly Father, we ask for the gift of trust. We ask for the gift of trust in the midst of calamity, in the midst of court cases, in the midst of joblessness, in the midst of not being able to pay our bills. We ask for the gift of trust, and we ask that the covenant that you made in the blood of Jesus would open ways so all these things would disappear, and that we would find a way where there is no way, and the way is always found in Jesus Christ the Lord. He is the way, He is the truth, and He is the life. Lord, give your people grace to trust you, even when it's difficult, even when they feel that they cannot go on one step more. Give your people grace to trust you. I thank you for listening. I'm on every day at this time proclaiming the word of God. And I do need to hear from people so that we can pay our bills. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. The mailing address to the people in New Mexico, Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. For the people in the western part of the state, Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. For the people in Phoenix, Arizona, and around Phoenix, Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. For the people in Washington, D.C., Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. I can only stay on in your area if we pay our bills. If we do not pay our bills,
I will not go into debt. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That is the mailing address, and it's called In Season and Out of Season. Let me tell you about WOW. WOW's going to be happening. Warriors of Worship. And you might say, when will it happen? From November 10th to the 13th at the Holiday Inn in Woburn. From the 10th to the 13th at the Holiday Inn in Woburn. And the telephone number is 847-962-7307. 847-962-7307. 847-962-7307. WOW, Warriors of Worship. If you've been before, you know how wonderful it is. 847-962-7307. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord let His face shine upon you. May the Lord look upon you and give you His peace. May you know today that He keeps covenant, and that not only is He with you, but He upholds you with His glorious right hand. Believe it. Trust the Lord. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.